Welcome to the Taylor Report, CIUT 89.5 FM. I'm Phil Taylor. Phil Conlon may appear. We're not absolutely certain, but perhaps. Today we're going to be talking primarily about some of the good news. First good news item is that Vanessa Bealey, an outstanding independent journalist, one that has the courage to go to the places where things are happening, and rather than the country next door, or to consult the various NGOs of the world who provide foreign news, Vanessa is has very high standards, and she's like they say from Missouri. She wants to be shown, she wants to see for herself, and she reports honestly. And together with other journalists, Vanessa has spoken out about the extent that we are dominated by propaganda rather than news, particularly in the area of the Middle East, a matter to do with Syria, where there has been, since 2011, an ongoing attempt supported by Saudi Arabia, United States, UK, France, to try to create a regime change in Syria. And my authority for that is Barack Obama, who was the President of the United States, and former Secretary of State. That wasn't me whistling. I don't have a talent like that. The U.S. administration made it clear that the president of Syria, sovereign country of Syria, which is a equal to the United States, is a member of the United Nations, and also an internationally recognized government, conceit of the imperial power of the U.S. caused them to say that they could determine who would be the president of Syria, and they, of course, incited and armed elements in Syria to try to destroy, not only overthrow and remove the government, but to destroy the entire economy of the country. And there are sanctions against Syria today, and of course Canada participates in them, which is a disgrace, because it's axiomatic that sanctions cause the suffering of ordinary people, and these are not legal sanctions. These are sanctions taken by powers that do it arbitrarily outside international law, and they seem to relish it. We have a new foreign minister, but the previous one, only about 10 days ago, was just absolutely enthusiastic about using sanctions, removing recognition of a country, withdrawing embassies. I mean, this is the outrage that we ought to be addressing in Canada. Therefore, this meeting that Vanessa Bealey will be at in Hamilton, which is going to be tomorrow, Tuesday, at 7 p.m. at 24 Main Street West, again in Hamilton, as 24 Main Street West, 7 p.m. A very important meeting, and I think people should go. I really hope people understand what public meetings are for. In this case, the sponsoring organization is one that has advocated ending the war, advocated diplomacy, advocated negotiations amongst the parties, and the advocates of regime change do not want to hear this. They want to turn it into a melodrama in which they have villains and good guys, and they want to rally everyone to exercise maximum pain on the people of Syria, and also to enforce a dictate. Vanessa Bealey is very much opposed to that, and she reasons it out, and she also examines the parties closely. And we've had the phenomena of Hollywood and the American State Department combining to promote individuals, organizations, as actors, in a sense, who come and tell dramatic stories and are much celebrated in the United States. They're not usually respected anywhere else, but the main party to be sold, of course, is the American people, to get them behind the government, and the Canadian people. And there have been there's been pushback from conscientious journalists who say, let us scrutinize this organization, for example, which has taken on the brand of the White Helmets, otherwise it calls itself, I think, Serious Civil Defense. And it's an imposter in the sense that the government of Syria has a, there is a Syria Civil Defense. It is a member of an international organization of others who do similar work. This one that has taken on this title doesn't function that way. And a matter of fact, it's attempting a kind of identity theft. And the U.S. State Department and government worked very hard, and Canadian government too, to promote this basically false picture. And I'm coming back to Vanessa Bila again. She's going to be speaking in Hamilton about this phenomena, together with many other aspects of the struggle in Syria to fight off terrorism and intervention by foreign states. And Vanessa will be speaking at 24 Main Street West, 7 o'clock Tuesday. That's the third, and that is Hamilton. She's also going to be speaking Thursday at 7:30 at 25 Cecil Street in Toronto. That's 25 Cecil Street. That's a steelworkers' hall. And that'll be at 7:30. And that is a Canadian Peace Congress as a prime sponsor of this meeting. And we should be very glad these meetings are taking place. People always say, oh, we're a free country. Well, we don't seem to be able to really look that much like one. For example, the mainstream media here chooses not to address matters and facts and to look at the evidence produced by Vanessa Bila. Instead, they look away, which is a tragedy for the Canadian people. And but it goes on, and meanwhile, we're always self-congratulatory. We're just the freest little thing that ever happened, and other people around the world. I think I can quote George Bush. I was thinking Bush the Little. He said, "Why do they hate us? It's because they hate our freedom." Well, actually, a lot of us who've tried to practice our freedom, starting with the most oppressed, the indigenous people, black Americans, Chicano Americans, and actually many other groups of Americans in history and Canadians have found themselves incarcerated, like Japanese Canadians and Ukrainian Canadians during World War I. This is what happens. And strangely enough, the major media do not run to the front to defend the rights and opinions and even, and more importantly, the factual evidence that such parties could bring to bear on an important question. So this is a very important matter. I want to throw in the name of Seymour Hersh. You can't find, actually, in modern American journalism, a more respected individual for his brilliant work as an investigative journalist. Oddly enough, Mr. Hersh, at this point, finds himself marginalized. There were people who journals who would run after him to please, you know, write material for their papers or produce it on television. And but he began to say things which caused them pause. So that at that point, he's become a kind of an emeritus hero, a statue that is respected but not listened to so much, and it's certainly not given a microphone. So Seymour Hersh said of the White Helmets, he says they seem to be a propaganda construct. And he's introduced a very, to my mind, very important matter that should be looked at, because how did it happen that this organization was given so much time when they didn't, it is not a group that is known to advocate peace. It's a group that is associated with armed groups. It provides medical care in only in regions controlled by groups that almost every state on earth has determined are terrorists. They practice terrorist behavior that is almost unspeakable. In our times, we're looking at photos often of people put into a row and dressed up and kneeling on a beach so as to make the most vivid Hollywood quality, hideous photos of prisoners being put to death by these groups. Now, in those areas, there is this group. And they are not known to be advocating negotiations. They're not known to be advocating ceasefires, resolution of the conflict. Instead, they are a loud noise, providing justification for the bombings by France and the United States, intervention in that country. They can always cite material produced by this group. Going back to the meeting, I know about, Thursday, December the 5th at 7:30 at the Steelworkers Hall, 25 Cecil Street. Vanessa Beely will be speaking about the phenomena of a criminal phenomena of regime change, specifically in the case of Syria, and the role of organizations such as the White Helmets and their celebrity supporters. Hollywood always seems to pop up in these things. And we're going to be talking a little later about China. And I don't know if you've seen it, but we're seeing demonstrations in Hong Kong where there's a meme. I'm learning to use the word, a meme of Donald Trump with his head on Rocky Balboa. And Rocky Balboa is standing on a tank, and it says, make Hong Kong great again. And they mean it seriously, these people who did that. Anyhow, Thursday, December the 5th, 7:30 p.m., Steelworkers Hall, 25 Cecil Street. It'll be the Toronto Association for Peace and Solidarity and the Canadian Peace Congress. And the speaker is Vanessa Beely, and that's Thursday. Now, on Tuesday, Vanessa will be in Hamilton at 24 Main Street West, and that's 7 p.m. I'll say this again, that I think it's very important that we revive the spirit of having public meetings where people go and listen respectfully. If they have questions, doubts, or counter arguments, that they respectfully participate in a discussion, and that we all learn something. And this is a great opportunity. It's a rare one that we get someone, a journalist of this caliber, who's been doing this work, I'm going to say again, heroically. I know she was recently at the battlefront in Idlib, and we've been asking over and over on this show what's going on in Idlib. It's a stronghold of the final ISIS or Al-Qaeda, or choose your favorite acronym. They change their names kind of like they do their shirts. Not that they look like they change their shirts, but that seems to be. This is where they are. They're very well armed. They have profound commitment from U.S. and Saudi Arabia to wreak maximum havoc in Syria, but they are steadily losing. That's my impression. Vanessa will tell you as you go to the meetings.